Hello, I'm leaving the house at about 2:07 on Saturday in order to walk the dog. And this is a boo all come to do with walking the dog. One in my series of rambles with Rocky. And I'm not going to go into why I'm leaving the house in the middle of the day to go for a walk, because these dog walking boos usually, for me, take place late in the evening. They take place at night, and I usually remark upon the stars and the moon, and I use the walk with the dog as a way of unwinding from the pressures, the achievements, and sometimes even the disappointments of the day. So this is a bit of fresh air in the middle of the day. And the tone and tempo, will they be different from the nightly ones? I honestly don't know. But what I will know to be able to say is that I'll be able to see where I'm going. So this dog is now, this Cotton de Tulliar, little white fluffy thing, is pausing and leaving his mark on a box hedge. It looks like a buck hedge. I can't really tell you if it is a privet, but it's quite small. It's a small look. I need to talk to Peter Donegan of Donegan Gardens, who does the sodcast on Audio Boo. He's the one who'd be able to tell me what my dog is peeing against. But here we go. And I think it is likely that I will run into some human beings on this walk. Usually, the nighttime walk involves seeing nobody except seeing lights in the windows of people's houses and not actually seeing any people for that matter. But here comes, yes, I can report that that is a black car, a black Astra car passing. So we're just going to wander over here, wander around. Oh my God, there's a dog coming. So there's nothing I can do about this except my little dog is flying into action. And this looks like another little dog. Hello. Hello. What kind of a dog is that?
Bichon Frise. Oh my God.
A Bichon Frise. And they're having a bit of fun. We'll separate them, will we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will. Let me see what I can do about separating my one. Who is getting on top of your one? Come here, you little scampers. I tell you what, I've got them all tangled up here. Oh dear, how old is your dog?
Not even a year,
but my dog isn't. Now, we'll hold them back from each other and we'll let them just say hello. Rocky, this one is 7 months old. What's your dog's name?
Jack.
Jack.
I remember we met.
Dash.
Oh, wow.
No.
This is now Dash meets Rocky.
I met Rocky before. Remember, with my mom.
Yes. But I've got a very bad memory, so I can't exactly remember about Dash. Hello, Dash.
Oh, no.
When did you guys get Dash?
When I came back from holidays.
Yeah.
When you came back from holidays?
No.
Oh, yeah. How long? When were you in hospital? Was it before you got your bike?
Yeah.
Your bike looks very new.
Is
that a Santa present?
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of bike is it? It looks very good. 12 inches. It's called a Mega Bite. Silicon Mega Bite. Wow. I think I'll carry on, you know. We'll let these two little white little fluffy things. But it's very interesting to see a Bichon Frise and a Cotton de Tulliar together. All right. Come on, Rocky. We'll see you again. You pull Dash one way. Which way are you going? I'll go this way, okay? Okay, see you. Bye. Right, well, you certainly don't get that kind of encounter on the evening walking the dog. Boo. On we go, Rock. But it's nice to meet my neighbours. I actually love neighbours. Yeah, there's something about them. They actually stand for support. They stand for community. They stand for company. In other words, they're the antithesis of alienation, alone, isolation, cut off. Yeah, neighbours. I actually haven't a clue where the word neighbours originated. You know, it doesn't sound like an old Greek word to me. So I must look it up when I get back, the origin of the word neighbour. Anyway, the sun is fabulous. It is absolutely bright here. And the sky is blue with a slight touch of cloud. It's as if somebody got a water-coloured brush and just lightly put some white on the sky. Here we are, passing the house with the white stone. Now, Rocky, you gonna mark? Yep. Oh, I'll get killed, you know that. If my neighbour saw me encouraging my dog to go over to the large white stone and fail to pull him away in time, they'd kill me. Now, oh, what a lovely day. I just have to say there's a tiny bit of warmth in the sun. And you know, on a real chilly winter's day, like it's been in the centre of the city, when you come out to a suburb and the sun isn't interrupted by the buildings, you get a bit more warmth. Danger, keep away. Oh, that's one of these electrical boxes that they have. I wonder what would happen if you opened it up. I wouldn't know what would be inside. I heard another dog there a second ago. Yeah, I'm walking slowly. I'm fully intending to do the circus. Oh, now what's that? Come on, this is going to be... Oh yes, that's a little cocker spaniel. And he's a nice little dog. But if we go any closer, we're going to have barking. Barking is boring. Maybe not to dogs, but to me it is. So, oh, I hear a child. This is more to do with, oh, I see a child making sandcastles. They've got a sand pit out the back of their house. And the little boy is all covered up with a nice hat, keeping the warmth in. And he's making sandcastles with a small little bucket. Another dog in that house. You see, when I come out here in the evening, I haven't a clue what is in these houses. Because even though I have neighbours and I live on this estate, I still don't know who each of them are. I know plenty of them to nod. All Irish people, not all of course, but here's a generalisation. All Irish people nod to each other when they pass each other on the road. A habit which is not engaged in by the English. Another dog. My goodness, this estate is littered with dogs. I didn't see that last one, but he's got a deep growling bark. Here we are. Yes, it's... I can't actually look up in the sky. At night, I realise that when I go on walk, I can look up at the sky, and I've even been known to complain about the brightness of the moon this week. But I can't look up in the sky at the moment unless I turn my back on the sun, because the sun is so bright. Oh, Bewley's van still parked up. I wonder if that ever moves. That's a joke, in case the person... You know what? Outside the house of the Bewley's van are some wonderful flower pots, and they look like Christmas Island flower pots. They are carved with, as if they were pieces of stone with a hole in the head for grass to grow out of. But there we are. Now we're heading for the wall. And the thing about this is that you can't do a completely distracted audio in the middle of the day, because you have concrete things coming to hit you, like this. Here we have now a pair of what look for all the world like poodles. I don't know, two little white poodles. This estate seems to be full of white dogs. These ones are jumping up and down. Right. I won't distract the man to ask him what kind of poodles he has or what kind of dog he has, but I'll walk on. Munster rugby this afternoon. I think very fondly of the man who gave me an invitation to go to the match, and don't often get invitations to go with somebody from Cork all the way up to Limerick to Thomond Park to be present for a Munster Heineken Cup match. Doesn't happen to me very often, and unfortunately I had to decline. It clashed. Yep, it clashed with something else. So, that's happening this evening. Ah, look. There is nothing like a stroll. I remember at school we had to do essays. Yep, we had to learn essays or read them, study them. And there was an essay about walking. Was it Thomas Edison? It wasn't. I forget who actually wrote it, but it was all about the different issues involved in going for a walk with somebody. You know, including the fact that they might walk faster than you or slower than you, or they might chat more than you'd like or less than you would like. The difficulties of getting a good alignment between two people while they were doing an apparently similar occupation. Now, just to tell you, we've hit the wall and the leg is up. The rear leg is... Good dog, Rocky. I think I'm going to take... Well, I'm going to interrupt the boo for a second and take a photograph of that. So there we are. That's the first piece of dog art in my collection. Yes, this is a new genre, and it's called dog art, and it's going to be on the canvas, and the canvas in this case is going to be a wall, and the artist is going to be Rocky, and maybe other people who walk their dog will also get into the idea of taking photographs of their dog's latest work, and maybe this will go viral. And someone did tell me about elephants making art recently. Is that true? Did anybody hear about that? Elephants making art? Yes, never mind. Autumn loam. Yes, I'm standing here while the dog has paused me from walking, looking down at some rich loam. They look to me like the leaves from trees and bits of seeds and bits of plant. Anyway, I'm not a gardener, so I won't try and interpret, but it looks like rich brown stuff. Art reminds me again of the joy of kicking leaves as a child. Just kicking them, the sound of the leaves being interrupted by a boot. So there we are, that's what I'm doing. Walk into the sun. You know, it must do you good to walk into the sun. Yes, I've been feeling a bit delicate recently. So walking into the sun is a restorative experience. After all, it is, what is it, 98% of our solar system? Anyway, it's very big. And did you hear that bird? Did you hear that? Well, I can tell you, that was not a willy wagtail. It was probably a crow, or if it wasn't a crow, it was something, a rook. Actually, I think it's more likely to be a rook than a crow. Is it true that we don't have crows in Ireland, but we have lots of rooks? Oh yes, you can immediately tell that my ornithological knowledge is scant. Okay, that's what it's like. It's a completely different experience, as far as I'm concerned, to walk the dog in the middle of the day on the estate where you live from doing it at night. And I'm not going to be able to do it tonight because I shall be out at a... Whoops! Hello! I shall be out at a social meeting. So there we are. And actually, look, just for the sake of history, as a small little breaking the rules, I left the house at 2:07 for a deliberate reason. I deliberately didn't want to tune in to a certain press conference. I just couldn't handle it. So instead I'm with barista training, Arabica coffees, fair trade organic, established 1840. Actually, things that were established in 1840 are marvellous. They have longevity, don't they? My own father's business was established in 1902 and it exists as a bookshop today in Limerick. Actually, that gives the wrong impression. My grandfather's business was established then. Okay, we're 17 minutes in and this is walking the dog. And I'm going to wish you a great afternoon. And to those of you listening in other countries, I wish you a great breakfast and a really fine sleep tonight. And it's Paul O'Mahony just spotting a Mazda RX-8 in somebody's house and saying that it's great to get out in the fresh air before I indulge myself this afternoon and read a book or watch TV or anything at all. But it's just nice to... I had a walk in the city and now this is a walk in the suburbs. And I'm burping.